The real Freeway Ricky Ross. What's up, family?
Oh, man, everything is good, baby. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Shy. You know my second home.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, you know, upon your last visit here, you was doing some good in the hood, in the community, talking about stopping the violence, trying to set these young men on the right course. Now, rumor has it, or maybe you can bring some reality to this rumor that you got a movie deal, brother. We about to see your life story on the big screen.
Yeah, man, I had Nick Cassavetti, the guy who wrote the movie Blow. He was in South Central Los Angeles yesterday, right? It was, you know, a historical moment, man. It was his first time ever coming in South Central Los Angeles. And, man, we was over there getting the story in.
That's crazy. The dude who did Blow, like, I'm a fan already.
Blow is one of the dopest movies ever.
So do you know details, like, who's going to play what, who might be in it, when it might be out?
I don't really know yet who I'm going to have to play the main two roles.
Yeah, you get to choose. Like,
you know who I think would be perfect to play you, dog? Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Don Cheadle. Well, you know, Don's getting a lot of votes, man.
That's a good one.
Don Cheadle be dope playing you, man. Your cold brother.
But, you know, so many of my friends is coming at me for that role, man, that it's crazy. Jeez. You know my man, Flavor Flav, he asked me to let him have it, man.
Don't do that, Freeway.
Hey, well, you know what I would show, like, man, for the people to give me a hand with that, man, and log on to my website, freewayenterprise.com, and let me know who they think should be my role.
We're talking to the real Rick Ross, and there's a problem. The other Rick Ross that calls himself the boss, you know, Florida-based rapper, there's a problem going on, and there's a lawsuit. Can you talk to us about that?
Now, I don't want y'all to think that that I'm doing the wrong thing or nothing like that there, but I feel like if somebody stole your car and you saw him riding around every day, would you not want it back? And that's basically what I'm going through right now. And it's a lot of discrepancies when I go places. People think that I'm him, and I don't really get offended by it, but I don't feel that I should have to explain who I am. You know, and it's my property.
It's true. That's your identity.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm just asking him and Universal to stop using it and not put it on any more of their product and stop going on TV saying that he's me.
Now, let me ask you a question. It's a principle thing with you as far as the title. So what about guys like Freeway, who uses the Freeway part of the, you know, Freeway record, and you're known as Freeway Rick Walsh. Has he shown and, like, paid homage in using your name?
You know, Freeway's been contacting me since I've been in prison, even while I was in prison. And he's kind of like a friend more. Okay. I mean, Rick Ross has started to contact me recently, but there was a motive behind it, and I knew the motive. It wasn't
genuine.
It wasn't genuine. Yeah.
So he never tried to contact you when you were in jail and he was about to put himself on as Rick Ross?
No. I contacted him, but he didn't treat me friendly.
Wow. Do you like any of his music, though? Can you
I love his music. I love his new video that he has out. I saw it the other day in the barbershop, and I love his music. I think he's great. I think he's going to do good even when he becomes William Robert.
Oh, wow.
I really do.
We're talking to the real Rick Ross right here on Tony Scofield in the Morning Ride. So, at the end of the day, it's a principle thing with you. Just be a stand-up guy and say, hey, man, I made my money off your name. And just pay a little homage. That's basically all you're saying, right?
That's all I want. I don't want, you know, I know he don't have any money. I mean, he don't have the kind of money that I'm getting ready to have.
That's right. He's like, because I'm going to win this lawsuit.
No, you going in, fam.
That I'm about to have because, you know, I'm about to get paid. Cut the check.
Yeah, for real. You know what I'm saying? Universal is the one that I really have my gripe with. Because
okay.
They're the company. They know better. You know, and they've been out here doing this thing for you know, 100 years. So
it's not personal. It's business.
No, not personal. It's principle.
And it's something that
should happen, Tony. I mean, if somebody do something wrong to you, you should take it to court.
Now, I just want to ask you before we let you go, how is life treating you? How are you doing? How has the progress been?
Oh, my goodness. I'm on top of the world right now. You know, I want to be known as the smartest guy in the whole world and the hardest worker in the whole world. And everything is coming along well. Hollywood is just embraced me, the hip-hop community. And, you know, shout out to my guys and girls out there in Chicago. I hope y'all be safe this summer. You know, it's going to be rough. So y'all be careful out there. All the ones that I done had a chance to speak with at the schools, I love y'all. Y'all be careful.
107.5 WGCI, Tony.